What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me next on the call, one of my favorites, good friend from Freedom High School, Zeke Stroop. How are you, sir?
Good, man. It's good to be on. Good to see you, sir.
Oh, man. It is this time of year, man. It's a little cold outside. It's rainy. It's crappy. But it's wrestling season, and I'm talking to you, and we're talking about the Freedom Bulldogs, a place that's near and dear to your heart and starting to become near and dear to my heart also. I love the school. I love the program. First things first, man, talk about the alumni. What's going on? I know Cody Kimura just graduated and is done at Kent State. Is there anyone else rolling around out there on the mats?
Yeah, so Jake Pale was at Edinburgh, but he transferred to Tiffin. And we're really excited to see him get on the mat a lot this year. Hopefully, you know, be a D2 national qualifier there. So Jake's a good guy. He comes in, he always checks in on the program, comes in and helps and runs some camps for us. So we're definitely following him closely.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, man, this is what, year three of you in the program? Okay. So year three, how has the off season program starting to really get your foot set in and getting these guys moving?
Yeah, it's been an interesting, you know, just transition and growth as I've learned the kids. Coming from Seneca Valley, a bigger program, you know, it's just different at AA, where everyone's playing two, three, sometimes four sports. The first year we went, you know, we were trying to get kids to go to clubs, and it just realized with the schedules of them being at the school for their other sports, it was so hard to get kids to be able to go just schedule-wise. So actually, Jake Pales, we just talked about, he came in and ran a freestyle clinic one time. And we had we had bought a team membership at Wrestling with Virtue, Coach Slack.
Yeah, baby.
And, mentor to me. I appreciate Coach Slack and everything
that's
he does.
That's awesome.
And we were just having trouble getting kids to be able to get down there with the drive and everything. And so Pale did this clinic at the school, and all of a sudden we had 10, 12 guys show up. And we're like, man, we're on to something. So as much as we love them to go other places to see partners and things, we realize just with the clientele and really what we're dealing with as a school with everyone playing sports, we've got to do it in-house. And so that's where we've really transitioned to trying to bring in, we call it our summer interim coach. Try to bring another coach over the summer and even in the spring to run practice. They get a different voice, different technique. And we really found our footing with that. And it's been slow, right? We're right in culture and getting that expectation of doing more. But, you know, we went from a few kids the first year. Last year, we'd have 6, 8 of practice to this year, 10, 12, you know, and just climbing. And so this year, we were lucky enough, Curtis Phipps from Bucknell, you know, he started his wrestling career at Freedom and he came back home over the summer for us. And we had him in 2-3 days a week doing freestyle and Greco all spring and then into folk sound summer. And we actually have him coming back next year. So we're really excited. And, you know, we're excited to watch him too at Bucknell this year.
That's awesome, man. Very good stuff. Throwing a bunch of shout outs. I love that. Okay. Moving on to the start of the season. The squad, man, who are some of the leaders that you're looking to lean on?
So Ryan Cradle, is definitely our most established senior. He's sitting, I think he needs 37 this year to get to 100. He missed regionals last year by a match, but definitely deserved to be there. And he's really been focused coming into the year. Again, another multi-sport guy, but he's hit the ground running the second that football ended. He's been really vocal. And even just a guy in his third year, Jimmy Couch, he came out, we pulled him out of the hallway halfway through two seasons ago, racked up 22 wins, and he's really, doing well. And that's, we're still in the phase where we're dealing with a lot of guys that we pulled in junior high. We pulled out of the hall in the last 2 years. And so it's still a very green team, which is the exciting thing. But just the culture in the room this year is just different. It's a higher level. It's a family atmosphere. And so it's hard to even, I listed a few names, but even some of our guys, Jordan DeLon, that's been with the program a year and a half, he's on fire helping kids, going to help out with youth and different things. And it's just been, it's really fun to see the team step up as a unit overall. So.
Good stuff. Okay. How about freshmen? Anyone that maybe will catch your eye or might do some things?
Yeah, so, we had a nice group move up, about 6, 7, 8 guys. And in there, again, no one is highly technical by any means, but the chippiness that they added to
it. I love it.
Yeah, and that's the exciting thing is, man, they're not taking any crap. They're challenging the older kids, even though, and, hey, I might get my teeth kicked in, but I'm going to keep pushing you. And that's the exciting thing, because when you have that mentality, man, a couple years from now, if they keep that drive, that's the mentality that it takes to be great. And they're helping elevate, the juniors and seniors, again, like Ryan and these guys, and even Gavin McCray, and just having some more people in the room to push, it's been pretty exciting. So a couple guys, just to name, is Caden Braun, one of our lighter guys. He'll come in at 107. Brayden Reynolds and Caden Millward, both took a year off in junior high, interestingly, which obviously isn't ideal, but they came back with a fire after that, knowing like, this is my sport, and it's almost been better off. There's just a lot of guys, a couple kids from our co-op, Thomas Henry moved up, as a 10th grader from Rochester. And so, there's just a lot of guys that we'll see how they progress, but, the fire's there.
I love that. Yeah. I forgot about you guys have a co-op with Rochester. That's right. Mm-hmm. For years, it was what? You guys, Blackhawk was there for a minute, and then North Catholic. You guys are always co-oping with it.
So Quigley. We had Quigley.
That's what it was. Okay. Yep.
And then we have New Brighton as well. And that pretty much all but died. But we've had a really nice resurgence where we have about 6, 7 junior high guys from there and about 4 or 5 from Rochester. And I got to credit our youth. They've really done a good job of trying to slowly build some kids into the youth program from those communities.
Good stuff. That's awesome, man. As many kids as we can get on the mat as possible. That is good. Okay. Coaching staff, who are or what are some of the guys that are helping you lead the charge this year?
So I'm sure I tapped your family members back in, and I got Michael Muron helping out at junior high.
Let's go. Yeah. I did hear that, man. I was hoping you'd give him a little shout out, but hey, man, that's good stuff. That's awesome.
And that's what, I can't be more proud. I think that was one of the most things I'm happy about in my short 3 years here is building a staff. I came from the junior high level at Seneca Valley, and I really wanted to make sure that was an area that we're building kids. It's not a time where kids leave. It's time where we grow the program. And so even that first year when I coached high school alone, we made sure your Uncle Robbie was in there with ZJ Ward.
Yeah, man.
And so ZJ's actually left. He took a high school job. And so we have Mike Muron with Mike Piero, junior high, and they're awesome. And then at varsity, I'm lucky enough to have Tyler Alberts, who's been an absolute blessing. He's a stud.
The Rock. That's your Rock. I love him, man. He's the best.
Yeah. And so, I'm blessed to coach with him. And, we're even possibly pulling in Grant McCabe for a couple guest appearances now.
Nice.
We'll see. We'll see if he gets his paperwork in. That's a little big.
Grant. That's good stuff, man. I hope he gets it in there. That would be a hell of a trio, that's for sure. Man.
He coached me 2 years at Freedom. So, you know.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he did a couple years of Freedom. Mm-hmm. See, you know, as many times I've hung out with Grant, we never get into those conversations as much as we should. That's good stuff. I love it. Okay. I know your room's a little small. I've been to you guys' room a little bit. Games, dodgeball, kickball. What do you guys get into?
So, I mean, shout out to my college coach, Prairie. He's all about, you know, you got to balance work with fun. And so we do two-man dodgeball a lot,
okay,
which is pretty fun. We do a lot of sprawl ball, as he calls it. And, you know, some coaches would probably, kick themselves if they let themselves play this game for risk of injury. We call it human chess. And that has been the fan favorite.
Tell me about it. This is new.
Yeah. And so usually I wait till like Christmas, right? We need a spark and some chippiness and it gets nasty. But I'll tell you what, again, these freshmen are so nasty and chippy.
I love it.
They're like, human chess, let's go, baby. So we brought it out day two, or day three, actually. And the kids were relentless. So picture, you know, our room's small, probably about, right, I don't know, two circles wide.
Right.
So you put one team on one side, the other team on the other side. Once we say go, you can never touch your wall again. That's lava. If you touch your wall, you're out. So it forced you to meet in the middle right off the bat for some quick action. But it's basically mob mentality. You have to work as a team. You've got to protect your own. And your job is to grab the other team and drag them back to their starting wall and get some, I mean, throw them against the wall. Don't care. Foot touches the wall. Somebody has to touch them and they're out. So you see your boy getting drug across as a key member. You better go rip some people off him.
Only rules,
no all-out tackles. You can't spear someone. But the second you make contact, wrestle, football, whatever you want, you see kids that did freestyle locking up ankle laces and rolling
up
the mat. You know, it's nasty and it's fun because as brutal as it is, it creates a lot of teamwork because you got to go bail your team out. You got to have a strategy. So that's one of our fan favorites.
Did that come from? College?
So do you know Jeff Breeze?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but I've heard of him. Yes.
So that was my college assistant. And I mean, okay, he was like a grandpa to me. And one day, same thing. He was like, we were tired of playing handball and whatever. And he's like, I don't know if he called it human chess. We kind of coined that term. He didn't even have a name. He's like, this is just a mean game to make you all a lot meaner. And so, yeah, we brought it back. And, you know, I don't know if it's a good thing that I play that with high school kids, but they love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like you have the right group for it with your freshmen and things of that nature. But, man, that's a new one, and I love it. The different games that you hear, that's good stuff. Okay. Schedule. How did you build it this year? How's it different this year from years past? And what are you doing to get this team ready for ultimately what's, you know, the end of the season?
So, you know, it's been a transformation. The first year, Rosa really built a schedule, a lot of duels. He's like, hey, you know, I know you've been coaching 5 years, but you got to get used to making some moves. You know, your team's young. It was really small at that time. He's like, I'm getting you a ton of duels just to get you in that position and you could see your guys. And we really built the depth on our team that year. And so we quickly were pretty competitive. Last year, we recognized, all right, time to shave a few of these. And we got a duel tournament at Moon, which was very challenging. And then this year, ultimately, again, you know, we took a few steps just with where our room's at. And so we actually shedded that duels back off. We cut three more regular duels. And we added Southmoreland Winter Tournament and the Winter Mayhem at IUP. And so just slowly peeling back the duels and adding some of those tournaments to really let guys push. I'm a big fan of the tournaments allowing some backups. And I know a lot of high school tournaments haven't done that. But we're at Shar Houston. I'm glad they're allowing some backups in again. And so, you know, balancing where we can get some guys' matches, but also some exposure against some tougher, you know, competition now that our room can handle it. And so that's just been a balancing act. And we're going to give it a go. And so we really only have one non-section duel this year, but we substituted a few of those tournaments in.
All right. I like it. Sounds like you guys are moving forward with a full head steam. I'm excited to see where you guys end up. Yeah, man. You know, that those glory days. I saw someone post a picture. I think it was Damian Rose, actually, on Facebook, man. You know, just to see that group of kids, man. And, you know, I'm sure you're around my age. You were growing up watching that group. That was a special time. And, you know, I think you're the right man. You'll get that crew back there at some point.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw that picture too, and it brought back some memories because I was right at the start of me starting to take wrestling serious. And I remember watching Damien and Kurt in the state finals after Area 4s in youth. We had a big party with our club team at the time, my parents' house, and we were watching Damien and Kurt. So seeing that picture with Matt Hill and the, you know, Mahalko and all them, I mean, that was what I got to watch growing up. And like you said, you know, that's what we're aspiring to bring back. You know, slowly but surely, and you know, we'll get there.
All right, good stuff. Okay, anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
So last year I gave some shout outs to some of the wrestling world, but today my classes, we had our last day of class before spring break, and my kids at Seneca heard I was on a podcast. They're all fired up and they're like, "Will you shout out period 8? I was like, "So like my period 8 at Seneca Valley, I promised them I'd give them a shout out." So you know.
Period 8. Let's go. What else are they going to get out you? I mean, extra credit? What are we talking about here?
I don't know, man. They're a good group of kids this year. So, you know, I got a great group in the restroom. I got a good group in the classroom. So I'm
You're living blessed, good my this friend. Year. All right. Appreciate you so much. Thank you, Zeke. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you for having us on.
Later.